change. It's like 50,000 feet or something in the course of this. I see a trail. Letter when you get accepted to run this race, it's like $1.60 application fee. It's run by this really eccentric guy named Lazarus Lake, and to start the race, he lights a cigarette. That's what then everybody starts running. So it's really crazy. But anyway, it is interesting. And out of 1,000 participants, only 15 runners have ever completed this race. The Barkley Marathon takes place over here in Wartburg, Tennessee. As I think about that, think about a trail race. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight, staying on the course. Think about staying on the course of a trail race. As we think about that, you think about a race like this, I don't care. There's people who come from all over the country, from all over the world to run in this race. People that run in ultra marathon races of 100 miles in like 3 days or something, or less than that. And really just people that are really talented, they're very fast, they have a tremendous stamina. But the point I'm getting at tonight is I don't care how fast you are or how much stamina you have. If you get off course, it's over. If you get off course, you're done and you lose. There have been participants who got, and you have to run to these different locations where there's like book and put it to prove that you've been to those different locations, those different spots. And the Apostle Paul has just made the strong case that tradition and religious works are a dead end. Experience. He spent a lifetime around. I was listening to some sermons yesterday, and one man made a good point. He said, loudly they try to deny it, the more they are aware that there's something broken here. The more they realize. I should not have done that. Over 2 weeks ago. Going to church. Said, so Paul is saying, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. we would accept that forgiveness, and that God, it would transform us. That God, as you come into our life, as you forgive us of our sin, of every mistake we've ever made or ever will make, that God, that would not be an excuse to be lazy or to lay down, but it would be a reason, a very justifiable reason, God, to live to the best of our ability for you. God, that is the correct response to what you have done for us, the miracle that you've worked in our life. So, Father, I pray that it be clear tonight, God, as we go. I pray that it be clear also to us tonight, as these truths are eternal and they never change. So, Father, we thank you, God, for this opportunity. In the previous therefore, as many as be perfect or as be mature, be thus minded. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the way. Before, he was trying to accomplish these things in the Jewish religion. Believer should follow that example. Cross. that you're a Christian. Wise-minded that you still don't understand, you're confused about. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. He's not just talking about thought they could. Earning their septic.